This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, coming at you today with what I like to call a motivational mini-sode. I heard something the other day that really opened my eyes, and I'm excited to share it with you and share my thoughts on it and give you a little bit of encouragement. Remember that a new decade is less than 6 months away. And I want us all going into it sure that it's going to be the best one yet. We can start now creating tremendous momentum, creating tremendous change in any area of our life that we desire. And the time is going to fly by, and I'm excited to go alongside with you as we just make it great and we stop settling for less than what we want, which isn't even the point of today's episode, but I always think about July, and I think about how close we are to a new year, and in this case, to a new decade, and it always feels like the year goes by so fast, and to me, the second half of the year always goes by much quicker than the first half, just because when we get into the fall, whew, it just flies. And I want to go into it feeling like I'm on top of the world, like I am in alignment with where I want to be, that I'm not settling for less than what I'm capable of, and I just want to take as many people along that journey with me. Before we dive into today's episode, a few quick reminders for you. Friday, July 12th is Primal Potential's 5-year anniversary. How crazy is that? 5 years. Talk about time going by fast. To celebrate, Ascend tickets are going on sale. But here's the scoop. Friday, July 12th, they're going to go on sale to the wait list, as well as to the Masters Club. Make sure you're on the wait list. You can go to the Work With Me page on primalpotential.com. I'll link that up in the show notes. But that's how you're going to get first access because there are only 80 tickets to Ascend this year. Check your calendars. It is November 8th through the 10th this fall, November 8th through the 10th in downtown Portland, Oregon. We're going to have people traveling from all over the world, but certainly if you are on the West Coast or in the Pacific Northwest, be there. So Friday, November 8th, it'll just be an evening thing on Friday, so you don't have to worry about getting in on Friday morning. And then we'll go all day Saturday and all day Sunday. We'll wrap up around 3 or 4 p.m. on Sunday. So we're talking Friday night, the 8th, all day Saturday, the 9th, and then Sunday, basically all day, stopping at, you know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon on Sunday. If you're in the United States, that Monday is a holiday. That Monday is Veterans Day, so we won't have anything Ascend-wise going on there, but that gives some flexibility for travel. What is Ascend? We'll be talking a lot more about this as tickets go on sale, but it is Primal Potential's annual transformational workshop. I have been to a lot of events and conferences in my life, and what they allow me to do is accelerate, fast track my own growth and change, because there's something powerful that happens when we set time aside, when we step out of the chaos of our normal lives and we say, this is just for me. When we can give all of ourselves, all of our attention, all of our time to that work, big things happen. There's also something really powerful that happens when we get in a room with people who are excited about the same thing. There's something really powerful and magical about that. So we're focused on getting out of our own way, identifying those barriers, removing them, figuring out what we want from our life and how we can get there. And I'm so excited about it. Plus, there's always like cool swag and things like that. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 12th to the waitlist first to the wait list first. So you just have to go to the Work With Me page on primalpotential.com to get on the wait list for Ascend. It is November 8th through the 10th in downtown Portland, Oregon. I'll give you guys the hotel information and all of that stuff. I would love the opportunity to spend time with you and connect with you. And that is a great thing to do going into a new year, going into a new decade, to really make sure you are equipped with what you need to create the life you want. Second reminder, if you have not yet listened to episode 624, stop right now, go do that. Here's why. In episode 624, I talked about how I faced some fears to find a way to get more of what I want out of life when at first glance it felt like I couldn't. I felt a little stuck in some certain areas related to my health and also related to my finances, my income. I talk about how I got myself unstuck and what I'm doing with those opportunities. And the reason I want you to stop now and listen to episode 624 if you haven't is because if it speaks to you, at the end of episode 624, I invite you to a webinar I'm doing tonight, Monday, July 8th. At 6 p.m. Eastern time, but the only way to know if that's something you want to register for, make time for, or get the replay for is to listen to episode 624. So make sure you have done that. All right, today's episode. Most of you know that I have a five-month-old charcoal lab. He's an English lab, and English labs are a little bit boxier in their look as opposed to pointier like an American lab. So he looks a little bit pit bull, like he has some pit in him, but he doesn't. He is pure lab. He's 5 months old. He's absolutely crazy. He's sweet. I love him. And he just gives me a run for my money every freaking day. Full-time job for sure, especially since I work from home, right? So he's with me all the time. The other day I had to drive up to see some family. So I had probably 4 hours in the car and I decided I was going to listen to The Dog Whisperer, Cesar Millan, right? Just to make sure that I'm not making behavioral mistakes, to be doing the right things and training him in the right way. And I heard Cesar Millan, if you haven't heard of Cesar Millan before, he had a show on TV forever and ever called The Dog Whisperer. He's a dog psychologist and a real training expert. And he said something fascinating that taught me so much about why we humans struggle. He said it casually, but I had to go back and listen to it, and then I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I knew I had to share it with you. He said, dogs in third world countries do not have behavioral problems like dogs in more affluent countries. So, you know, tearing things up or being aggressive or all of those things, they don't have those behavioral problems, and I'm not here to debate, you know, exceptions to that and whatnot, but follow me here. He said, dogs in third world countries don't have the behavioral issues that we see in the United States and other more affluent countries. Why? He says, because they're hungry. Because dogs in third world countries are hungry, so they don't have time for the drama. They're focused on their most important thing, which is food. So they don't have the anxiety that we see in dogs in affluent countries who need weighted blankets and all this other stuff. They don't have those problems because they are hungry. That fascinated me because I thought about people who struggle in life in general, right? People who struggle with overspending, people who struggle with overeating, people who struggle making incessant excuses and incessant promises not to make excuses, they're not hungry. And I don't mean food. We're not talking appetite. I'm not talking tummy rumbling stuff. Hungry for something significant in their lives. They're bored. And the dogs with the behavioral problems, they're bored. They're not hungry for something. So many people are just going through the motions of their lives. And because they don't have like drive and fire and passion, they're looking to get a little hit a little burst of adrenaline, a little something that feels good. Now, sure, there are exceptions to every rule. And again, I'm not here to argue the exceptions, but think about it. When you are passionate about something, when you are excited about something, when you are working for something, you ain't got time for the drama. Here's the rub. I know what it feels like to not be excited about anything. I spent the majority of my life living like Eeyore. Winnie the Pooh, thanks for noticing me. You know, ho-hum, everything's gray. And so if I had heard this message then, I'd be like, okay, great. Yeah, I know I'm not excited about anything. I don't know how to get excited about something. But I want to say this. It doesn't have to be something big, something huge. And here's what's most important. Feeling like there's not something in your life that you're hungry for, that you're striving for, that you're excited about, that is not the end point, my friend. That is the starting point. Too many times we see that as the end of the discussion. Well, I'm not. Well, I don't know. I don't have anything like that in my life. Full stop. That's the starting line, not the finish line. That is where we begin our effort, not where we say, I'm out. Like I said, I felt this way for most of my life. And then I decided to get really excited about getting out of debt. And I was hungry for it. And then I got really excited to get my health in order. And I was hungry for it. But these things, these passions, these exciting pursuits, they don't last forever, right? As I talked about in episode 624, I got to a place where, you know, things were good. I felt good about my health. I felt good about Primal Potential and all of that, but I still wanted more, and there wasn't something every day that I was like, yes, let's go. I'm excited for this. So create that thing. Say yes to that thing. I was standing there on the verge of saying no to a new opportunity because of my fear of judgment, because of my past, because of my walls and my limitations, and so many other people are doing that too. Well, I don't know if I have time for that. I don't really know if I'd be into it. Do it anyway. Do something. Do anything. I've noticed this even on a small scale, literally in my own yard. My day can become so consumed with this project of moving tree limbs from the orchard to the fire pit, or rearranging the furniture in the yard, or finding all the different berries. And all of a sudden I notice that, you know, 6 hours has gone by and I haven't thought about food, or I haven't thought about sitting on the couch to watch TV. It doesn't have to be some big monumental thing, but it also can be. Cesar Millan said that dogs in third world countries don't have these behavioral problems because they're hungry, because they're focused, because there's something bigger in their life. And I talk to people every single day where I recognize because it was my story for so long, that they're just going through the motions. And life's not terrible, but it's not great. They've got some good things, but they're not excited about something they're creating. So get excited to create something, even if it's a blanket. Seriously, even if you're going to knit a blanket. Can you knit blankets? I don't even know anything about knitting. You know what I mean. If you don't feel excited about something, if you're not hungry for something, pick something. Try something. I have tried a lot of things that have not gotten me excited. And I've tried a lot of things that got me excited at first, and then they didn't anymore. So that's not the end. That's the beginning of something else. Create excitement in your life. Pursue another goal. Stop living busy and start filling your life with meaningful things. My life is so full, but I'm not a busy person. I have this new excitement in my life now that I've removed some barriers of fear and judgment and projecting my past onto my future. And I'm excited to help people get healthier and to help people make more money. Like that excites me. And when you are excited about something, when you are focused on something, when you are driving for something, you just suddenly have less time for the drama. Whether that is the drama of gossip or the drama of fear or the drama of worry or the drama of overeating or the drama of overspending, fill your life with meaningful things. Get excited about something. It does not have to be a big something, but do not close yourself off from a big something. Listen to episode 624. I almost said no a million times. And now that is the thing that is filling my life with so much excitement and renewed enthusiasm. Whatever it is for you, pick something. Stop settling. Stop living small. If you want to get rid of the drama in your life, one of the best ways is to fill it with something so meaningful you don't have time for the drama. Whatever that drama is in your life, however it shows up for you. Seriously. And I get the fears and the yeah buts and the oh no's and the this won't work. That's exactly what I talked about in episode 624, right? That's exactly what I went through a couple of months ago. So I get it, but that is not the stopping point. That is the starting point. Refuse to stop at the I don't think this will work for me. Refuse to stop at the I'm not sure I have time. Refuse to stop at the I don't know what that is for me. That is where your work begins, not where it ends. That's all I got for you today. Well, that's not entirely true. But I just want you to think about that. I want you to do something with that. I want you to set your heart on fire for something, anything. Go for it. We get one shot at this life. Let's have more fun. Let's do more great stuff. Let's stop limiting ourselves to, it's okay. I'm okay. My finances are okay. My health's better than it was. Let's go for great, every one of us. Last thing I'll say is that today's episode is brought to you by Thrive Market. I actually just went on there because I don't know if you've seen the recipe I posted on my blog for the spicy summer coleslaw, but I'm basically obsessed with it. I'm having it at least 3 times a week, and I like to make plenty for leftovers because I find that it's even better the second or the third day because cabbage can really hold up to sitting for a while, and then the flavors develop. Anyway, back to Thrive Market. You'll find the recipe in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/626. But the things that I get from Thrive for that recipe are the Primal Kitchen Chipotle Lime Mayo and the Primal Kitchen Lemon Turmeric Dressing. Those are two of the ingredients in that spicy summer coleslaw that I am so obsessed with. And my grocery store does sell them, the Chipotle Lime Mayo and the dressing, but at several dollars more per bottle. And since, you know, I use them on the regular, and even if I didn't, I don't want to spend more when I don't have to spend more. So I, at my grocery store, I think the mayo is like $10, $9.99. But on Thrive, it's a couple dollars less than that. Same thing with the dressing. It is significantly cheaper on Thrive Market. So when you shop through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you not only get those savings that I'm referring to, you get an extra 25% off. 25%. Off your first order, and you get a free 30-day trial membership. So check them out if you haven't already, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, and you can head over to the show notes for today's episode to get that spicy coleslaw recipe. I'm obsessed. I had a party yesterday at my house, and that spicy coleslaw definitely made an appearance, and people loved it. So check it out. It's delicious. It's filling, and I get a lot of my non-perishable staples from Thrive Market because they're cheaper, and I want to use my money for fun things, not overspending at the grocery store. You know what I mean? Make today amazing. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222
or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.